Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for coming on. So, first off, what is the myth of consumption of red when it comes to red meat and other processed foods?
It's not really a myth. It's just a misunderstanding in the public about what risk and what recommendations mean. So there's been a lot of talk in the media lately saying we were wrong about red meat and it's really not as bad for us as we thought and the evidence is weak. And it's true that the evidence is weak. Most nutritional science evidence is weak because we can't control what people eat. We need to observe them over their lifetime. So what the confusion is about is mostly about the idea of levels of evidence and the idea of risk. So there's two types of risk, absolute risk and relative risk. And we can say relatively, people who eat too much red meat are more likely to get these diseases, the cancer, the heart disease, etc. But the absolute risk is that not terribly many people get these conditions because of the red meat. So if we compare red meat to non-red meat, too much versus none or moderate, it looks like a big difference. But if we look at overall, the number of people who get some of these conditions is still quite low. Now, that's no consolation to the people who are the people who get these conditions. And the idea of recommendations is to reduce people's risks overall and give them the best possible recommendations. So it's really just a big misunderstanding, and that's part of the fault of the scientists. We don't always explain ourselves well, but a misunderstanding about what these things mean.
Right, so it's not so much that it isn't true, it's just more that there's a misconception on the information that we've been given, and it only affects certain people, is that right?
Correct, and we haven't really unraveled. So some people we know can eat the right thing, eat exactly what they've been told to eat their entire lives. And those people might still get diabetes or cancer or heart disease. And then other people do the wrong things their entire lives and still live well into old age. And so figuring out which person will be which is something we're still doing. But until we can do that, recommendations are about giving people the best available information from the best available evidence that we have. So no one's saying don't eat red meat. We're saying eat red meat in moderation. So a sensible amount of red meat. And that's not just about red meat versus no red meat. It's about the other things that we want people to have in their diet. So if you eat too much red meat, you're probably not eating enough vegetables or grains. You know, your high fiber, highly nutritious, micronutrient dense foods. And the whole point is we need a variety. And that's what most of us are doing wrong, not eating one particular thing too much, but not getting enough variety in our diet.
Yeah, so we need to spread things out as opposed to eating steaks and every night we need to have a whole bunch of variety in our diets.
Exactly. Eat the rainbow. The body's complex. It needs lots of different things.
So do you believe the whole eat the rainbow idea is kind of why the government and regulatory bodies place, I guess, a greater emphasis on cutting back on red meat and other processed meats?
So I guess when we say we put a focus on telling people to cut back red meat, it's because Australians as a whole do eat a lot of red meat. So, you know, it's easier to say eat less red meat, therefore put other things in, than it is to say eat more fruit and vegetables, because everyone thinks they're eating enough fruit and vegetables until they actually stop and look at it and then discover that they're probably not. And we know that there's a large percentage of Australians who are not eating enough fruit and vegetables. So sometimes it's easier to tell people what you don't want them to do rather than to tell them what you do want them to do. But sometimes the way these messages get mixed up with each other can get a little bit confusing. But the Australian Dietary Guidelines are still good advice. People will say they're not working because we still have people who get diseases related to diet, but most of us are not following the guidelines. So looking at those and getting a variety is really what we want people to be doing.
Yeah, definitely. I think I even know myself, I sit around and I think, oh, I'm eating healthy. And then I reflect back on my day and I go, no, I definitely didn't eat healthy at all. So I completely understand that. I guess at the end, just finally to sum it up, what would be your recommendation? Should we try to eat the rainbow? Should we maybe look at alternatives such as seafood? What do you think?
Okay, well, my first recommendation is people should not stress. I think this whole debacle has led to people going, well, what do we do? What do we believe? Am I getting cancer? And that's not helpful for anyone.
No.
So don't stress. keep doing what you're doing, but try and think about getting more balance and variety into your diet. So if you're having red meat every night of the week, look at other meats, look at fish, look at chicken, look at having a meat-free Monday. You know, there's all kinds of options other than red meat, which is great in a moderate amount.
Yeah, perfect. I think that's very well summed up and a lot of advice that people can take on and do themselves today, tonight, right now. Thank you so much, Emma, for joining us this afternoon.